Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Minister calls for modern technology to expand livestock sector. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says Jamaica must adopt modern technologies to improve and expand the livestock sector.
We don't have the resources to develop the type of herd sizes that would make us able to supply our needs. What, therefore, we have to do is we have to turn to the adoption of appropriate technology.
Minister Samuda says Jamaica has the capacity to produce the best breeds of sheep through the use of embryo transplant technology.
The full potential has not yet been realized, and the development of animals through embryo transplant can be such that they can be stored for years.
He is encouraging more young people to join the agriculture sector and help to introduce new technologies.
The future of your country depends on the level of commitment that you bring to the agricultural sector. And that is why I will spare nothing to encourage you, to support you, to finance you, and to ensure that you apply the technology as it develops.
The minister was speaking at the official opening of a small ruminant reproductive and fertility laboratory at the Hounslow Demonstration Center in St. Elizabeth. Minister Samuda says the laboratory will add value to the agriculture sector in St. Elizabeth and Western Jamaica. The Hounslow Reproductive Laboratory was established by the ministry through collaboration with the Common Fund for Commodities, Government of New Zealand, and the Caribbean Development Bank. It will enable artificial insemination and embryo transfer to significantly increase and diversify the production of goat and sheep. It will also provide technical services to farmers who have concerns about animal diseases. During the function, Minister Samuda also signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Lyford Women's Goat Farmers Group from Sudan for the Hounslow facility to supply the group with 4 ewes and 1 ram per year as part of a goat revolving program. The first 2 animals were presented to the group's president, Marcia Davis. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Big tree na cut down with one blow. Translation, one blow is not sufficient to cut down a big tree. And this means perseverance is the key. Success takes time. Rome was not built in a day.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.